direct avec nous ce soir sur la Web Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, Gus G. Hello Gus, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Hope you're well.
Yes. Doc, Gus, it's a great pleasure to hear you tonight on Too Fun in Rocks, the Red Rock Station, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio. We are located in Paris, France. We have a great audience from France to North Africa as Algeria, Tunisia, and some European countries. And the band Firewind arrives with a new album, a new lineup. You have a new singer, Herbie Langens. He has a very charismatic voice. Do you know him each other before?
First of all, thank you for the intro. I actually did not know about Herbie before. He was suggested to me from our record label, AFM Records. My product manager, actually, when I asked him that I needed a singer, he told me about Herbie, and he sent me a bunch of links to check out, and I was blown away. He sounded great. I actually had heard of his one of his previous bands, Sinbreed, like years and years ago, but I didn't know it was him. So I remembered his voice, though, when I heard him. Like, wow, that's the guy. He sounds great. Yeah.
Okay, donc le Firewind, le groupe, ils arrivent avec un nouvel album qui s'appelle Firewind. L'album sortira le 15 mai, c'est-à-dire dans 3 jours très exactement, et il arrive avec un nouveau line-up et notamment un nouveau chanteur qui s'appelle Herbie Langens, qui est officier au sein aussi d'Avantasia et de Vodecycle notamment. Il a une voix superbement charismatique en tout cas, et non, il se connaissait pas auparavant. C'est le label donc qui lui a conseillé, ainsi que management, etc. Donc il lui a envoyé pas mal de links, pas mal de liens de différents chanteurs, et il a trouvé celui-là. Il a trouvé ça génial. Gus, AFM released on March 20 the title Rising Fire. The first single from the new album is very powerful.
Oh yes, that was the first single. Thank you. I think it was an obvious choice for a single, because I think that's the kind of like the most radio friendly track of the album. I mean, there's other stuff that's very catchy, but this one kind of like, it made sense to go with this one for a first single. It's very direct, to the point, very heavy, but also very, the chorus sticks with you right away. So, yeah, that was the choice.
Ouais, The Choice, effectivement. Donc le 20 mars dernier, hein, le titre Rising Fire, premier single donc du nouvel album, est sorti. C'est très puissant, c'est très heavy metal, avec la belle voix, comme je vous l'ai dit, très charismatique. D'ailleurs, on s'en passera tout à l'heure encore un titre, bien évidemment. After the new single now, the second single, Welcome to the Empire, with a very melodic intro. It's really heavy too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it starts very mellow, you know, with the acoustic, and then it develops into this, you know, with this almost thrashy type of beat. It's kind of interesting, very pretty adventurous arrangement, if I might say so. But I think it's one of the standout tracks of the album. I thought from the beginning this was like, okay, we have to release this as a single. It's pretty cool, and there's a lot of stuff happening on the song, so... Yeah, it's one of my favorites personally.
Okay. And the clip video was directed by maybe one of your friends called Panayotis Kuntaras.
Yeah. Panos, he's a friend of mine. He's a great director. We've done many videos with him, but he shot the band performance. But then we used another company to create the visual effects. Obviously the video has the storyboard is very futuristic, very Blade Runner style, so we worked with a company out from Los Angeles to do all the VFX. Yeah,
I saw I read on the YouTube the reactions of your fans are really good.
Yes, both of the new songs so far, they've been received very well, which, you know, I was a little bit nervous about, because I didn't know what people are going to think of the new sound, the new singer and stuff. But I'm very glad that our fans really like this new album. I mean, it still sounds like Firewind, of course. So And the reviews so far are really good as well from the press.
Ok, donc alors, on va essayer de résumer un petit peu tout ça. Donc il a un de ses amis proches, notamment une personne avec qui il a travaillé, qui s'appelle Panayotis Kontoras, qui est donc un directeur commercial, notamment en termes d'une boîte de production, hein, qui fait des spots publicitaires, qui a fait d'autres clips, etc. Et qui travaille aussi dans l'industrie du cinéma, et notamment qui a donc organisé, donc enregistré, filmé les clips vidéo donc de Firewind, en tout cas. Ensuite, oui, les réactions, elles sont bonnes, hein, bien évidemment, sur YouTube, lorsque vous lisez toutes les chroniques et tous les gens qui disent qu'est-ce qu'ils en pensent, en tout cas, ouais, c'est top. En tout cas, lui, il est très content. En même temps, ça lui permet d'avoir un avis, en tout cas, sur ce qu'il propose. Ouais, c'est génial. Another question. What did you give the name Firewind at the album name? This is the ninth album.
Well, you know, it made sense, actually, because... We went through a big lineup change in the middle of the production. You know, we decided to not only continue with a new singer, but, you know, also our keyboard player quit. So mm-hmm. I had to think again how I'm going to continue with the band. And okay. I decided to, you know, sort of make a total makeover. So,
okay.
So yeah. I mean, my philosophy was like, if I was going to restart the band today in 2020, how would I do it? So I think this album, it was the perfect timing to have a self-titled album.
Ok, donc ça c'est l'album parfaitement pour lui dans 2020. Il a sorti sa petite phrase un petit peu philosophique, hein, et en même temps, bon, il y a eu des soucis effectivement, des départs, et notamment, donc il a fallu tout refaire. Donc il l'a appelé Firewind, c'est le 9e album du groupe. Donc je rappelle, il sort dans 3 jours, le 15 mai. En voici la liste, en tout cas, ça démarre avec Welcome to the Empire, Devour en numéro 2, numéro 3 Rising Fire, numéro 4 Breakaway, numéro 5 Orbital Sunrise, numéro 6 Longing to You Now, en numéro 7 Perfect Stranger, en numéro 8 Overdrive, en numéro 9 All My Life, en numéro 10 Space Cowboy et en 11 Kill the Pain. Ça sera donc le nouvel album de Firewind. Il sortira dans 3 jours, c'est-à-dire le 15 mai. Hell yeah, sur Level Brock Station. Ensuite, donc, you are a huge fan of sci-fi movie fan.
Yeah.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, I mean, I like stuff like Blade Runner, and yeah. I like stuff like Space Odyssey, or, you know, actually 2 days ago I was watching again the cult classic Dune, mm-hmm. the one that was directed by David Lynch, and I mean, I'm into that stuff.
I love Planet of the Apes, only the first movie. It's amazing.
Oh, the old one. Yeah, yeah, that one too. There's a great atmosphere on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Donc effectivement, hein, c'est un fan de science-fiction, hein, donc il a cité les quelques films. En même temps, moi j'ai aussi cité La Planète des Singes, le premier. Donc effectivement, oui, on peut se rejoindre là-dessus, en tout cas sur la science-fiction, quoi. Any news about your tour with Symphony X and Primerfear on the United States?
Well, it's going to be postponed. I mean, it was originally supposed to start in 2 days from now, but
okay, normal.
But yeah, but I mean, we're gonna reschedule it for next year,
okay.
And we'll see how it goes.
Okay,
you know, I'm waiting to find out the info from the booking agent.
Okay,
yeah, there's not much more we can do right now.
And I hope we can see you on tour in France maybe next year.
Yeah, that would be great if we could do that. I would love that. Yeah, I mean, right now we just have to take it one day at a time.
Ok, donc en fait il y a la tournée aux États-Unis, hein, la superbe tournée avec Symphony X et Primal Fear, donc qui est repoussée pour l'année prochaine. En même temps, pareil, hein, je vais poser la question pour des dates en France, donc c'est pas la même situation, donc il faut attendre l'agence, le booking agent, en tout cas, qui puisse trouver en tout cas le bon créneau. So just before the end, I have questions. You will understand. You shared the stage of the Whiskey a Go Go on last January with the French band Attraction Theory as opener. Do you have a message for them?
Oh yeah, I remember the French guys. Yeah, yeah, they were cool. Do you know them?
Yes, of course, I know them.
Ah, okay.
They are listening to us at this moment.
Okay, cool. Well, greetings to those guys. Yeah, I hope they are keeping safe as well.
Okay. Do you have a message for the audience tonight?
Yeah, I hope everybody's in good health. I hope everybody's keeping safe, and thank you for listening to us here. And you know, the album comes out this Friday. I hope they can check it out. So, you know, and of course, I can't wait to come back and play live again for you guys.
Okay, thank you very much, Gus. It was a great pleasure to hear you tonight. And thank you for everything what you did with Ozzy Osbourne. It was awesome. Again, great player.
Thank you.
We had a great time last time in Bercy, in Paris.
Yeah, that was a great gig. I remember that.
Okay. So, see you next time. And your new album is coming very, very soon. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go for. Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Let's go for Raising Fire now. Fire wins sur 213 Rock. Hell yeah. Rising Fire, vous l'avez entendu, Gus himself, le podcast juste après l'émission. On continue Amarante, le Do or Die featuring Angela Gossow sur le 113 Rock.